أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we will continue with section 8, which is ayah 78-100. We looked at the times of Salah in ayah 78 and Salat al-Tahajjud in ayah 79. So let's continue with ayah 80, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَسِيرًا. And say, my Rabb, make me to enter an entrance of respect and cause me to go out in a good way, in other words, with respect, and grant me from you an authority that is helpful. The concern of the Prophet was in leaving Makkah. He wished to leave with nobility and he wished for assistance for the mission as ordained by divinity. So he wanted to enter Medina with nobility as well. And this is a dua for this, absolutely phenomenal. And then ayah 81. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَكَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَحُوكَ. And say, truth has come and falsehood has disappeared or vanished. Surely falsehood is something that disappears anyway, that vanishes anyway. This is what Imam Zamana Ajjalallahu Faraja will announce when he appears too, when he comes out of his ghaibah. And then ayah 82. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ and we reveal of the Qur'an مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe. وَلَا يَزِدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا but to those who do injustice, it will only add to their loss. The Qur'an didn't just come to make falsehood vanish. It is a cure for what is in the chest. And what is in the chest? Because it says that shifaun bima fi sudur, what is inside. Well, what is in the chest in the first instance is the ego, that arrogance, that I. So immediately in 83, Allah says how it manifests itself. He says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ if we gave a favor, a ni'mah to the human being, أَعْرَضَ وَنَعَى بِجَانِبِهِ it is as if it is not a favor and he becomes distant. He turns to his side in pride, thinking he has done it. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ and when harm or difficulty touches him, كَالَ يَعُوسَ he becomes extremely sad, extremely depressed. قُلْ Allah says, كُلٌ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِ everyone acts according to his personality, to his or her predisposition. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَحْدَى سَبِيلًا and your Rabb knows best who is best guided in the path. Each human being has their own personality, own capabilities and limitation. And one's personality will dominate. Our responsibility is to be able to discover our own shaqila. Shaqila is from shaqil, which is a form or a shape. Remember, there's a wonderful hadith of Imam Ali when he says, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." One who has recognized himself has recognized his Rabb. So this personality, this psyche of the human being, how much do I know about it? And Allah says, "Yes, alunaka anir ruh." They ask you about the ruh. Kuli ruhu min amri Rabbi. The ruh is one of the commands of my Rabb. It is from the world of amr. Revelation is from the world of Amr. Jibreel is known as Ruhul Amin. Angels are from the world of Amr. Allah calls the Quran Ruhun min Indina. This thing, this awesome divine spark from Him, that's called Ruh as well. And He says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا you're not given out a knowledge of it except very, very little knowledge of it. So this divine spark in me, it can connect to the spark of divinity or to the divine books and the divine individuals that he has sent. But we know very little about it. And then he says, وَلَعِنْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْحَبَنَّا بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا if we pleased, we would have taken away that which we revealed to you. That is that Qur'an, the outer divine book, the divine masumin we have. we would have taken those away and you would have not found any protector. The idea is for the inner Ruh to connect to the outer Ruh and become awesome. And then he says, "Illa rahmatan min Rabbik." It is here because of the mercy of your Rabb. Inna fadlahu kana alayka kabira. The grace in it, the favor on you of this Quran is absolutely enormous. The revelation is nothing but a mercy of from divinity. Now let me just go back. Remember, we talked about how the Meccans used to ask for the Quran to be changed slightly so it'd be conducive to them. Here Allah says it is so phenomenal. There is nothing to change in it. In fact, it says, قُلْ لَأَيْنِ اجْتَمَعْتَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ذَهِيرًا. If all human beings and jinn should combine together to bring the like of this Quran, they will not bring anything like it. Even if one of them or some of them were helping each other, were collaborating with each other. And then in Ayah 89, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. We have presented in this Quran every kind of example. صَرَّفْنَا, in different variation of ways we have presented it. فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كَفُورًا. Even then, the human being doesn't want to consider an alternative. He is insistent on covering up the truth. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. Now we will see the ludicrous beliefs that, or the ludicrous demands that those who covered up the truth brought to the Prophet in order to believe. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.